I should have known today would be terrible when my partner walked through the door at 5 p.m. Today was his day off, and he had been looking forward to it for weeks. He was going to go see the Stones on their farewell tour with an old college buddy of his. He wouldn't miss it for the world. I took a long drag of my cigarette. What you doing here, Slim? I figured you'd be at the Stones concert right now. Isn't it your last chance to see them on tour? My partner just slowly walked over to his usual seat and sat down with a heavy thud. The poor bastard was slouched over, staring at the floor. He looked like the weight of the world crushed him at any moment. He tells me that his old college buddy has gone missing. Are you sure he isn't just late? He might not be another kidnap victim. I took another long drag of my cigarette. He tells me no. There's no way in hell that he would be late today. He loves the Stones too much. He told me he got suspicious, so he drove around to all the liquor shops, figuring his buddy was buying beer beforehand. He told me he was right. He found his buddy's car at the corner liquor mart, but his buddy wasn't there. He was gone, vanished, like a fart in the wind. So what do you expect me to do, Slim? I can tell you right now that if we go looking for your buddy, you're not gonna like what you find. Nobody ever likes what they find. That's why everyone stopped looking. There's no use to trying to persuade him. The poor bastard still has hope. He still has hope for some glimmer of goodness still resides in this crime-ridden shithole. I knew better, though. How many times have I seen it? The filthy underbelly of this godforsaken city that nobody can escape from. I only know of one way out, and it isn't very pleasant. The best thing you can do is keep your head down and watch your step. It doesn't take long for us to reach our destination. The old warehouse district on the outskirts of the city. Everyone knows where the kidnapping victims are taken. Hell, my partner knew he could find his buddy here all along. He just didn't want to come alone. Everyone knows doing that would be tangent to suicide. Only a fool would walk these streets alone. My partner stops dead in his tracks as we come up to the edge of the warehouse district. He's gone completely white. Large beads of sweat are pouring down his face. He's afraid. What's the matter, Slim? Have you lost your nerve? I chuckle. I light a fresh cigarette and take a long drag. But it does a little to take the edge off. A man is screaming nearby. It's the sound of the usual hustle and bustle around here. My partner's afraid, but to be honest, I am too. It doesn't matter who you are, man or woman, those little nymphlets will eat you alive. Another man screams. It's closer this time. I look up and see a man, my partner's age, in the window. All he can do is scream and beg for his captors to stop, but it's no use. His cries are muffled by a pair of soft pink panties with cute cartoon bears design on them. The girl wearing them is laughing and giggling as she sits on his face. I look at my partner and all I can see on his face is the look of despair. He knows it's too late. Is it him? All he does is nod. As I turn around slowly, walk back to the car, my partner asks, no, it would be better to say that he begs to know if there's something, anything we can do to help this buddy. Forget it, Slim. It's Lollytown.